listen to Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X. Wherever there is mystery, adventure, intrigue, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find The Man Called X.
India, long a land of mystery and enchantment, one time center of oriental splendor, is still upon occasion a place of violence and danger. And especially is this true when man's great enemy, hunger, walks the streets. For hunger breeds death. Bombay Harbor, and the only footsteps heard on the mole are those of watchmen and police, and a few beggars too hungry to sleep.
Watchman? Watchman? Now, where the devil can he be? That's it? He's been killed. Stabbed to death. Another one. I wonder if they took the grain in the warehouse. 200 tons of wheat.
Never mind the flashlight, Inspector Dimi. The warehouse is empty.
Roger the color. What are you doing here?
A very good question, Inspector. One which might apply to you as well.
Why, I belong here. It's my duty to protect the harbor warehouses. What's more, it's no affair of yours.
Hunger is the affair of every human being in Bombay. People are starving by hundreds, by thousands.
Ah, but no Raja has starved. Remarkable how one never sees a hungry Raja. Is that not so?
Hunger is relative, Inspector. And even more remarkable is your singular habit of always arriving just after a robbery.
Well, it is impossible for one to be everywhere. How can I know where... Why should I offer you explanations, Roger Dakala? I have work to do.
Now, it's pretty much the same story all over India, Chief. But the worst part of all is the Bombay district.
Yeah, it seems to be, Ken, judging from these reports.
Dozens of warehouses in the harbor area have been robbed during the past few weeks. Black market is running wide open, offering grain and other food at 10 to 20 times what it's worth. People are starving and the food committee is helpless.
That could lead to a bad situation, couldn't it?
This leading to it right now, Chief. When people get hungry, well, you know, anything can happen.
And frequently has. All right, you're trying to convince me it's our job to stop it. I agree. So, where do we go from here?
Bombay. Well, at least that's where I'm going.
Yeah, but what I mean,
I know, Chief. These angles, ideas. Well, we don't have any.
What about the Bombay police?
We should find out their theories when I get there. Well,
all right, go to it. One good thing, at least, I haven't seen Zellschmidt around lately. This is one time you won't have him in your hair.
Don't be too sure of that. I just talked to Miss Brooks. She says Pagan stopped in last week when I was down in Mexico City. He wanted to know if the Bureau had been getting any information from India.
But what for? Why the devil would he be interested in India?
Chief, Pagan's an old hand at black markets. If there's one operating anywhere in the world, he's heard about it.
As you can see, Mr. Thurston, the harbor front circles off to our right for more than a mile. An immense jungle of piers, wharves, storage yards, and warehouses. It is a tremendous problem to guard it properly.
And guarding it is your responsibility, is that right, Inspector Remy?
Yes. Perhaps too much of a responsibility, judging by recent events.
It's a busy area, all right. Congested, crowded.
Exactly. Without such conditions, the robberies would not have been possible. So, shall we go back to my office?
Fine. You need more police, Inspector Remy?
India needs more of everything, Mr. Thurston. Food, money, and police.
You make it worse that food is being lost. Any idea who's back of this black market and the leaf grain?
The same. You would call it the gang that steals it, I believe.
Gang?
Mm. Here we are. After you, sir. It is only my surmise, of course, that a single gang is responsible, but they use the same technique each time. Make a quick, brutal attack, usually at night, and haul the grain away on trucks.
Have there been any arrests?
A few peddlers have been questioned, no results. If they know anything, they're afraid to tell it.
Oh, well. Maybe the best plan, then, is to start at the top.
At the top?
Look, Inspector, suppose a big-time operator arrived in Bombay and wanted to break into the black market. Wanted to buy some stolen grain. Now, what's the first thing you would do?
Yes, I think I understand, Mr. Thurston. If such a man were unknown in Bombay, he might go to the Cosmo Club.
The Cosmo Club, eh?
And he might permit himself to be overheard talking about his plan.
Well, what kind of a place is it, an underworld front?
Not so far as we know, but it is sort of a crossroads for notorious international personalities.
I see.
If nothing else, Mr. Thurston, a chance to meet the hostess of the club would justify your visit.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Karma. Beautiful, mysterious, and... but go, see for yourself.
Thanks, I will. By the way, Inspector, do you happen to know whether a man named Kagon Zellschmidt has arrived in Bombay during the last week?
Zellschmidt? No, Mr. Thurston, the name is totally unfamiliar. A friend, perhaps?
Well, he's beginning to worry me. After all, this run of luck can't last forever.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Well, you couldn't be anyone but Karma.
Why, yes. How did you know?
Oh, I've heard about you. Beautiful, mysterious.
Thank you.
My name is Ken Thurston.
Welcome to the Cosmo Club, Mr. Thurston. Your first visit?
Yes, I'm here on business, in a way. I was told that this might be a good place to arrange for the purchase of some grain.
How odd. This is not exactly a market or a warehouse.
Well, I understand there's more grain outside the warehouses than inside. It's the outside kind that I'm interested in. 100 tons to start with. I'll pay top prices.
Mr. Thurston, it's possible, of course, that someone here in the club has what you're looking for. I would not know. I serve excellent food, generous drinks, and I keep silent. That is my rule for staying in business. In Bombay, at least.
Well, it's a good rule anywhere. My problem's different, though. I'm trying to go into business, not stay in.
I wish you the best of luck. Waiter! If you'll excuse me now, the waiter will take care of you.
Thanks.
Just step this way now, my
friend.
Oh, there you are.
Mr. Thurston.
I knew it was too good to last.
Oh, you should talk, Mr. X. You come all the way to India just to louse out my game, is it?
What game? The black market?
Sure, as soon as I found out who is the big deal behind... Oh, what am I saying?
Nothing I couldn't have guessed.
But I was only joking, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, sure. Now, come on, how about a table?
I'll give you the best one in the house. Now, come on, follow me.
What have you found out about the black market, Kagon?
Oh, you could put it in your head, I know.
Know anybody who's mixed up in it?
I got suspicion of one guy.
Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
He's sitting at a second table from the one next to the window.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big shop around town, the Raja Dakala, or something like that.
That's so.
He's always snooping around asking questions like you are.
Probably trying to get started in the black market, like I am.
Sure, that's exactly right. What?
Waiter, you know where I can buy 100 tons of hot grain?
But...
That's a great answer.
But Mr. Thurston, the Don should ever live to see the day.
Well, now that you have, suppose you bring me a scotch and soda.
Sure, coming right up.
By the beard of my father, Mr. Thurston has finally turned crooked.
Pardon me for barging in. My name's Blake Kramer.
I'm Ken Thurston. Sit down, Mr. Kramer.
No, thanks. I'm on my way out. Where would you be planning to sell that grain, Mr. Thurston?
Not locally, if that's what you mean. Know where I can get it?
It might be arranged. Where you stay?
Alexander Hotel.
Fine. I'll get in touch with you. Good night.
So long, Mr. Kramer. Ah.
There's a phone call for you, Mr. Thurston. I'll plug it in here by the table.
Keep on. You know anything about that man who just left, the one who was sitting with the Raja?
Blake Kramer? Only that he charges everything here and never leaves a tip. Wait. There's your call.
Thanks. Ken Thurston.
Inspector Ramey, Mr. Thurston.
What's up, Inspector?
Another robbery. They just cleaned out the grain warehouse at Pier 39. I'm over here now.
Pier 39. All right, Inspector. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
So it was, Mr. Thurston. Did you...
So long, Pedro. No. Wait.
They used the same technique again, Mr. Thurston. A gang of 15 or 20 men and half a dozen trucks. They cut the telephone wires there at the end of the block, then they slugged the watchman and two police guards. Took 30 tons of wheat from the warehouse.
And no witnesses, Inspector?
To all intents and purposes, no.
Well, what do you mean?
Some of those beggars there under the lights undoubtedly saw the gang leave, but they regard the whole thing as just a piece of good fortune.
Good fortune? What are they doing here, anyhow?
A sack of wheat fell off one of the escaping trucks. Most of it is gone, of course, but they're sifting the dirt for any grains that may be left.
Oh, poor devils. Inspector, do you know anything about a man named Blake Kramer?
Blake Kramer? No, I've never heard of him. Who is he?
He's my one contact so far with the black market boys. Beyond that, I don't know.
Well, there's a call box there by the warehouse. I'll check the name with my officer.
Thanks.
Are you?
Mr. Thurston.
Where are you?
Over here,
Pagan. Boy, what a sucker I am.
Leaving a soft job at the club and running around the foggy docks.
There's only one reason you'd do it, for a buck.
Oh, Mr.
Now,
Thurston.
What about Blake Kramer?
Well, I followed him out of the club, like you said, and he got in a taxi and told the driver to take him to the Burda.
Oh, the Burda?
Yes. It's a slum district over south of the harbor place.
Good, good. Now at least you know the general area where...
Mr. Thurston!
Yes, Inspector?
The office has a report on Blake Kramer, all right. A recent one, in fact.
Oh, what do you mean?
10 minutes ago in the Burda district. Knife to death.
Robbery and terror has swept the harbor district of Bombay, and while people starve in the streets, the stolen grain is sold openly on the black market. The police are helpless, and now Ken Thurston's only contact, a black market operator named Blake Kramer, has just been wiped out by murder.
There's something slightly out of focus, Inspector Remy. That murder shouldn't have happened.
The murder was probably committed by the black market gang, and yet... Kramer was a member of the gang.
That's right. Doesn't make sense. Unless...
Yes, Mr. Thurston?
There's one explanation, of course, that better eliminates... Could be. Inspector, will you call your office? Ask them to trace back on Kramer? Find out when he arrived in Bombay and so on?
Yes, I'll be glad to, Mr. Thurston.
What do you think, Mr. Hicks? Who's behind it?
I don't know, Pedro. Maybe we're about to find out now.
What do you mean? How will we... Oh.
Well, let me to introduce myself, Mr. Thurston. I am the Roger Dakala.
You?
Another warehouse robbery.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Ah, yes. And more grain gone to the street with no women.
Street with no women?
Perhaps Mr. Kramer could take the time to explain it to you.
I doubt it, Roger. Fred is going to be busy attending a funeral.
A funeral? I don't...
His own. He was murdered tonight.
Ah. But it's pity.
Kramer was a friend of yours?
No. Merely the sort of acquaintance one meets in a public club. Ah. But Inspector Rini is returning. It is best, perhaps, that I leave now.
Is he another acquaintance, Sergeant?
Do not trust the Inspector, Mr. X.
For goodness.
He knows who you are.
He looks like it.
Well, what did Roger Dakala want, Mr. Thurston?
Oh, he stopped by and gave me a little advice.
So? Do not trust him.
More advice. Inspector, what I need is information.
I do not have it to give, Mr. Thurston.
Then maybe I'd better dig up a little. Come on, Pete, on the floor.
Inspector!
Now, let me get it straight, Mr. Thurston. I'm supposed to find this hack driver who took that Kramer character out to the burger this evening, right?
That's right, Pedro.
And then what?
Hang on to him until I come back out of the club. Now, go to it. I'll only be a few minutes.
Well, good evening, Mr. Thurston. You are going to become a regular customer if you are not careful.
Yes, I might as well arrange for a monthly charge account.
Sorry. It's the same rule for everyone. Cash on the line.
Part of your system for staying in business in Bombay?
It works. I'm still in business. Would you like a table, Mr. Thurston?
No, thanks, Thomas. I'm only here for information this time.
Oh? Information in general or about something in particular?
Both. Anything in general about three particular men. The Raja Dakala, Blake Kramer, and Inspector Rini.
Well, Inspector Rini has never been to the club as far as I know. The other two are occasional customers. That is all I know about them.
I see. Part of the system again? Hear nothing, say nothing.
That's quite right, Mr. X.
Well, the last bit of information I needed.
Surely you were aware of your own identity.
Not aware that everybody knew it. Everybody but Blake Kramer, that is. It's too bad he didn't. Because that's why he's dead.
I don't get it, Mr. Thurston. As far as I'm concerned, this is nothing but a wild goose. What are we going to do down here in this burger place?
Look for a street with no women, Pedro.
What's the point of that? I'd rather go back to the Cosmo Club and pitch Wood Karma.
Now, there is a point.
And how come this 10-pound sack of wheat you got there? What are we going to do, plant it?
In a way. Is this the place, driver?
Yes, sir. The man named Kramer left my bakery here and walked south.
Boy, those alleys are dark, Mr. Thurston. Dangerous, too, I bet.
Well, they were for Kramer. His body was found about 100 yards from here. Come on, let's get out.
Just stretch our legs a little, huh?
Yeah, I might call it that. Here you are, driver.
Thanks, sir. May good fortune guide your path.
Thank you. Dagon, just hammer that sack of grain.
Sure. Here you are. Are we going to plant right here in the road?
Not exactly. All right, driver, good night.
Hey, he's driving away.
I know. Come on.
Come on, what? Stop him. He's going to have a leading us.
Let's start walking.
Down the back alley?
Well, you can stay here and wait for me if you like.
Well, that's more like it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You're not going to stay here. Well, here I'm again. No choice.
Shivers in my back waiting to get stabbed in a minute. And don't need that. My feet hurt.
Well, you came to India to be a big operator on the black market, didn't you?
Who's operating? And why do we have to walk down 4 dozen alleys just to do it? Anyhow, I don't think even you turned crooked, Mr. Gatt.
Don't be too sure, Pagan. I'm carrying a 10-pound sack of black market grain.
Yeah, but you got an angle of some kind, yeah. Oh, I wish we'd hurry up and find that street without any women.
Oh, we've already found that. This is it.
Huh?
Haven't you noticed in the doorways of these huts? Everywhere else to the burger were the women and children, but not here.
But maybe they've gone to bed or something.
They hadn't in the other alleys.
Oh, sure. Why the guys in the
The men who live on the street with no women.
Yes, but...
Keep walking, sir. Straight ahead.
He's got a gun.
Then he's got to do as he says. Come on.
Excellent advice, Mr. X. No sudden moves, if you please. You will enter the last hut on the left.
All right, fine.
Who are these guys, Mr. Thurston?
Grain robbers, hijackers, black market boys.
They live here?
No. The huts are used to store the grain.
What's in the last hut?
Probably the head of the black market.
The head? Who is it?
Good question, Pedro. Who do you think?
This is the hut, Mr. X. Your gun, please. Thank you. Both of you will enter. I wait here outside.
Come on, Peter.
Mr. Thurston, if I get out of this alive, so help me, I'll...
Good evening, gentlemen.
How are you, Carmen?
You seem to have walked into a little trap, Mr. X.
Trap? Mr. Thurston, that Roger is in with her. He's the one who mentioned the streets without women. But it's a lie. Her.
No, Tegan. I think the Roger is trying to stop the black market. He's been handicapped, though, because Remy doesn't trust him.
Didn't the inspectors not in with her either?
No. Just Blake Kramer. While he was alive.
Quite true, Mr. Thurston. I had to eliminate Blake because he kicked himself off to you before I could warn him who you were.
Yeah, I kind of thought it might be that way.
It's too bad you didn't think it sooner. Before you came here alone.
Oh, I did. Remember your no-credit rule? Why didn't it apply to Kramer?
That's right. He was charging all those drinks.
And yet you came here anyway. Why?
To stop these grain robberies. Stop the black market. Stop you.
That's a high ambition for an unarmed man surrounded by 30 of my boys.
Maybe.
And did you plan to carry the grain away with you, Mr. Thurston? Is that the reason for the empty sack?
Empty? What do you mean, empty?
No, she's right, Pete. On the sack is empty. Karma, you're under arrest.
Come now, Mr. Thurston. After all, I am...
Mister, people have come. Thousands of them. They fill the street.
What are you saying?
They have found the grain in the huts. They come this way. Our men are fleeing.
They can't. Stop them. Do you hear me?
No use, Missy. Thousands of people. I go now. They will get away.
Karma, you're under arrest.
You did it somehow.
Yes, that empty sack had a small hole in it. So it left a trail of grain all over the border. A thin trail, of course, but for starving people, it was plenty. Well, Karma, we're outside on the street, all the people you've robbed and starved. Would you like to take your chances with them? Or come along with me?
Oh, gee. I would not have a chance. You know I would not.
The dredge is at the house, Mr. Burton. They're taking the grain. Hey, look. They're telling the shops to beat.
So why not? The grain belongs to them. That's right, Karma. You wouldn't have a chance.
No.
You didn't have a chance from the start. From the moment you set out to profit from starvation and misery and death. Good name, the street with no women. Because you're no woman. You're... Oh, come on, let's go.
Now, here is our star, Mr. Herbert Marshall.
Thanks for being with us. Join us, won't you, when next I return as The Man Called X. Good night.